Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, I want to be able to, speaking of original intent of our nation, I want to ask you guys a couple questions. And I feel confidently you're going to get them right. For all those that are watching this on CTN, you can see it. Yeah, and all those, it's like, you know, all those who are on radio, I have given them the answers.
Oh, okay.
So they've got, this is an open constitution test.
Oh, okay.
This is, by the way,
not the last test.
It is an open constitution test. You can read it anytime you want to.
Anytime you like.
And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask you a question, and I ask you a question, and as you're thinking about what the answer is, in other words, you're looking at all your notes, we're going to give you time to actually look it over. You're going to hear, which gives you time to be able to look it up, and it gives our audience time to be able to think about this. This is so important because our Constitution is what we're made up of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a very important thing. This is where you get your rights from. This is why a police officer has to have a probable cause to be able to search you or stop you and these different things, and why a lot of other things. And so it's important to know. This is the original intent. And of course, if you get it wrong or you're thinking too long, and if you get it right, of course, and if we just feel like it,
the gong show.
Yeah. So here it is. This, look at them looking intently in a note. You can see them right now.
Look at the beads. Look at the beads.
This is the question. What year?
He's reading, speed reading.
What year did George Washington get his first wig? He's looking at the paper.
I know it's there.
Yeah, I know it's there. Okay, what year was the Declaration of Independence signed? What year was the Declaration of Independence signed? John.
1776.
Very good. Pat, what day was it signed?
Monday.
What day?
July 4th.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Maybe you stopped the noise.
He has an answer. What are you talking about? You
right.
See?
That's very good. So when you're celebrating, it's not about just hot dogs and firecrackers. Those fireworks represent the battle that was taking place for our country, the American Revolution that was taking place. So that's what, think about it. It's not about this beautiful thing to make you feel good.
Right.
It's to remember they fought for our country in the context of that. John. So that's when we declared our independence from King who?
George.
That's right. Whose mother told him what? Go be king.
Okay.
Go be king. He was like, they're taking my gun to England from us. Like, go be king. Like I told you to. And so what year after we declared our independence in the context of this? Then we had to write out, you know, how are we going to operate this thing?
Mm-hmm.
How, because we want it to be a government that the people are no more kings, right? Because we declared our independence from the whole concept of kings and tyranny and all that. So they began to write a particular document, and they're going to write out in this thing how we were going to be made, how America was going to operate. What is that document, Pat? What's the document?
The U.S. Constitution.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And what year was the U.S. Constitution signed?
1778.
Very good. It's so much smoother when we give the answers out, isn't it? And, you know, we're really wanting you to think about this. We're wanting you to get your brain to get thinking about this. And one last thing before we go, John.
Yes.
John Paul. What year was the Bill of Civil Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, what year were they signed in? You know it already? What was it?
1791.
Very good.
Thank you, Mr. Producer. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us. VFN Radio taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.